Obligingly, Rollo began dabbing at various letters with his chubby little paw. Mordalfus relayed them to John Church Mouse.
First, one letter B. Second, one letter B.
Ambrose Spike scratched his snout.
Will Sambies tell me what in the name of acorns is going on here? Two green bees, letters graven in stone. I always thought bees were yellow and brown.
The abbot looked skyward patiently.
Come here, Ambrose, let me show you. Look at the poem. Can you see that certain letters have been filled in with green vegetable dye? Right? I've just given John the first two. They are letter bees, not actual bees. See, here are more green letters.
It was still all a bit above Ambrose. He stared at the letters, shook his head and trundled off.
I've got work to attend to in the cellar. I can't hang about playing word games. You can't drink stone messages, but good October ale, that's a different matter. You lot'd look sick without my casks of berry wine, mark my words.
John Church Mouse glared over the top of his glasses at the retreating cellar keeper.
Now, where were we? Two-letter B's. What's next, Abbott?
Two-letter O's, John. Wait, I think Rollo has found more. Yes, there's a letter C. Well done, young'un. Any more?
Baby Rollo was enjoying himself. He waved his paw dramatically, stabbing it down as the abbot called out the letters he indicated.
Take these down, John. T, A, P, W, E, R, and a letter Y. There, I've translated the old letters pretty well. Is that the lot, Rollo?
The infant waved to them and pursued Ambrose to the wine cellar.
Hi, that's it.
Cornflower chuckled.
What have we got, John?
B, B, O, O, C, T, A, P, W, E, R, Y. 12 letters in all, though they're fairly well jumbled. We can't make head or tail of it. Why couldn't Abbess Germaine have written what she meant clearly?
The abbot stood up and stretched.
Because then it would not have been a secret. Those letters are the key. Once we get them in the right order, we'll know what the next move is to be.
In the darkness of the cave, Orlando choked and coughed as he sought wearily about until his paw touched Matthias.
Listen, friend,
Orlando said, keeping his voice low so that the others would not hear.
I don't know how much rubble has fallen across this cave mouth, but I think we both know it's far too much for us to move. We're becoming weaker, Matthias. The air is running out in here. I keep feeling dizzy and wanting to lie down to sleep.
Matthias clasped the big badger's paw.
Same here, Orlando. But don't let the others know. Young Cheek will only panic, and Basil will start jumping about, trying to think up schemes to get us out. I know it's hard, but we'll just have to sit here and try not to fall asleep.
Do you think there's any beast outside?
The only ones I can think of... a Slager and his gang. We'd be in no condition to fight them, even supposing we could get out.
I wish we had a strong mole with us.
Aye, and if wishes were fishes, there'd be no room in the river for water.
I'm sorry, Matthias. I was only thinking aloud.
Pay no heed to me, Orlando. It's this terrible darkness, the heat, and the lack of air.
And this confounded dust in my ears, laddie buck.
Basil... you were listening to us.
Say no more, old lad. Say no more. Backs to the wall and all that. I say, I don't suppose anyone's got a bite to eat stowed on them.
Even young Cheek managed a faint laugh.
Trust you to think of food at a time like this, mate.
Sorry, Basil. We left the supplies outside so they wouldn't hamper us in the ambush.
Jess Squiddle called from the far side of the cave. Jabez Stump yawned.
It's some ambush, eh? We got ourselves rightly scuttled, you mark my spikes. Best thing is to sit quiet, think hard, and breathe light.
A gloomy silence fell as they acted on the hedgehog's good advice. Matameo dug and scrabbled wildly at the huge ever-moving landslide. The sun was reaching its zenith, and the digging was becoming more heated and futile. Grunting with exertion, he straightened up and passed a paw across his brow as a pile of loose earth rattled around his ears.